At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Especially if you work in the service industry, I think I need your help with this one.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I have a question about sending food back at a restaurant. If you get something that you ordered and it's not what you expected, to no fault of the restaurant, it's just either not what you expected or you didn't like it, can you send it back? And then should you get charged for it? 312-946-4995. So here's what happened. Is we were out in Oakbrook at a restaurant. I'm not gonna say the restaurant because I don't want to put them on blast for no reason. But we were out for my son's like a birthday brunch, and I decided to order the back breakfast burrito. And this thing was huge. I was like, "Oh, that's great! Even if I don't eat it, I'll have some left for later." And it comes with everything, right? Normal breakfast burrito, bacon, scrambled eggs, Cajun fries in there. I was like, "Oh, fries in the burrito? That's kind of awesome. I'll eat that." Black beans, onions, cheese, the whole thing. And so when I get the burrito, I kid you not, it was 98% stuffed with fries and tortilla. And that was it. The one little layer on the outside had some eggs and beans and everything else in there. And so I ended up just cutting off and eating only the outside layer because I didn't want to eat a French fry burrito. That's not what I want. I want a breakfast burrito. And my wife was like, "Well, why don't you send it back?" I was like, "Well, I don't know. I guess this is just how they order it. This is just how they make it. So why? It's not their fault. So I'm not going to send it back. I'm going to get charged for it anyways. I'll just eat what I have here. And now I know for next time." And so I guess my question is, one, if you get something that's not to your expectations, it's just how they make it. You're just like, "Oh, I didn't know that here." Can you send it back? Two, should you get charged for it if you do? Because I guess in my head, it's not their fault. They should probably still charge me for it. And I don't think I would be mad. But then I didn't want to buy a second meal. It's come to me, and it's not of any fault of the restaurant. It's just not what I expected, or I didn't like the food. Should I still get charged for sending it back, or should I even send it back?
I would either ask for a new one to be made with, you know, more stuff inside, or if you wanted something else, then yes, you would not get charged for it.
Oh, you would not get charged?
No. If you send it back, you didn't like it, whatever the case may be, then you should not get charged for it. At least we wouldn't charge you for it.
Yeah.
You're not eating it, so that's crazy.
Right, but you made it already. You know, if like you buy something from the store and you don't use it, I guess you return it, but they can't give it to somebody else. That's my point. You know what I mean? And so, but then also with the idea that I would send it back and say, "Hey, can you make this with less of this?" Feels like we're like, "No, that's how we make our burritos. That's how many fries we put in our burritos." Like, why would I ask them to do it different? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But then in that case, then I would just be like, "You know, I didn't care for it. Can I please get something else?" And like I said, my restaurant, we would not charge you for it because you didn't eat it. So that's, you know.
All right.
That's my thoughts.
Gotcha. So I should have definitely said something and not just grit my teeth.
Definitely. Yes,
okay,
you should have.
Thanks, Jen. Norma, what are your thoughts?
Similar situation happened many times. And I just say it's simple. Send it back. Be obviously nice about it and just say, "Hey, it's not what I expected. I mean, it's kind of following the advertisement. She just told me it was a burrito bunch with fries. And I think it just depends on the server. If they're super cool about it, they'll just say, oh, for sure, I'll take it off the bill. And I think that determines how big of a tip you're going to give them, you know? But I say send it back. You're like, why would you eat something you don't want, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I think there's a lot of things that I don't feel comfortable doing. One, penalizing the server for that. They didn't make the food. They didn't. I'm the one that made the mistake of not knowing what it was. And two, I guess the point is that they're like, this is how we make our burritos. Like, what are you talking about? So for me to say you did it wrong, it's like, no, we didn't. You just didn't know, I guess.
I don't know. Okay, I get it. I mean, that's why I'm torn, right? It's hard, I guess. Yeah,
okay.
But you know
awesome.
What? It depends. I probably would have been shy too and just ate it and then took it home. And you're right. I mean, it's just, I guess, depends on the scenario.
I should have just gotten
you know?
More ketchup for my fries is what I should have got.
You should have. You should have made a joke about it. Like, give me a cheeseburger to go with it.
Right. I just ordered. Can I get some eggs in the side so I can put them in my burrito?
Yeah.
We talked about it this whole time. We think you were right. You should not have. If it would have been the fault of the restaurant, we think you should have. But because it was your own fault for just maybe not liking it, we think you did the right thing not to return it.
Okay. See, that's how I felt, right? Like, I felt like it was my fault and I just had to swallow it, like, literally at that point. And
right.
But a lot of there are mixed opinions, which I thought was really interesting.
It is very interesting. Yeah. And we feel like if it was burnt or undercooked, then yes, you should have it taken off the bill and you should be able to return it. But we also figured it's kind of your fault.
Right.
And it'd be kind of wasting the food.
That's exactly. So you and I have the same thought process. And I can see how other people are like, I'm not going to just sit here and eat something I don't like. At that point, I agree with that. But also then, I can't be mad if they charge me for a second meal because I ordered two meals technically, right?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.